We're in Parshas about Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Makos, are an important part. All Hashkofas Hayados. Beginning of next week's Parshas Bo. Says Raman Tzasapir Biosne Vincho Uven Vincho. The reason I'm doing the SMRs is that you have to tell your children and your grandchildren are so-called adults. Two things. Aisha said it's allowed in the Mitzvah, how I played with Mitzvah. That's also Aisha Santi Bon. The Osos, I like, Liadatem, what's the purpose of knowing how I played with Mitzvah? And all the nisim that happened, yes, Marcos. The adaptem, Hashem. That is a necessary thing for you to know that I am Hashem. Rambam counts minyan mitzvahs. First, the Aseres Hagdim. And those who Hashem will care for, Hashem will say, Sicho, Yeretz Mitzrayim. Now, exactly what is included in that mitzvah? Take a look in the Rambam, Perek Aleph, with the Sesori HaTorah, Moch Aleph. Nothing is included in that mitzvah about Yetzias Mitzrayim. At all. Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah. In Mishnah Torah, he writes, Yisod ha-yisodos, Yomad ha-chochmos, Yisod of everything, and the beginning of all chochma that there is in this world. Vas yesh mosul rishon, umamtzi uchol nimtzot. There is something that's the foundation of all existence and the one the world. Say from it, Hatzivu Asher Tzivonu Lahamin Ha'elokus. Believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the God. Shenamin Sheyeshem Ilo V'Sibo. Who Tovel L'chol HaMitzvos. He is the one who causes everything that happens in this world. Amor Yisala, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's a mitzvah. And Ramban says two things. The Bahar doesn't count. Why not? It says there's certain things that are mitzvahs. Certain things that are the foundations of all mitzvahs. Someone who doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no mitzvah. There are no mitzvahs at all. Then he says, and he quotes, Chazal saying, Moshe Lamal Melech Domer, a king came into Moshe Lamelech Shemichnas Medina. Omer Lo Avodov, Zorah Leilim Zeus, give us Zeus. Omer Lo Hef. Shekabu Malchusai. First you have to accept that I'm the Melech. And then I'll tell you what the law is. She Malchusai. Now, if you don't accept me as the Melech, So why should I? So I have no purpose in the laws. Kach amar kodesh baruch hu is. Amar kodesh baruch hu is. Anor cheshem alo kach. Ani hu shekibal from all my malchus ad in Mitzrayim. You accept me, my malchus in Mitzrayim. Amru alayim kishen shekibal from malchus. Just like you accepted my malchus in Mitzrayim, so too you'll accept my all the mitzvahs. Umalchuso v'rotzon kiblu aleihem. Where was their Kabbalah's Malchus in Mitzrayim. So, there are two places. First, the Shechitas Korban Pesach. Second, at Kriyas Yamsuf. How does Kriyas Yamsuf end? Hashem Yiloh Lolom Voer. Malchus of a Rotsum Kiblu Alehem. Moshe Yisrael L'chol Nushi Rebisim Charabo Om Yuchulam Nichamoch Nit Nichamoch Velim Hashem Nichamoch Neda Bakulish Aus Pusho Robo Vanecho They saw Malchus Boke Yom Hayom Lufne Moshe Boke Yom Lufne Moshe Zekeli Onu Said Zekeli Onu Hashem Yimlochol Kabbalah's Malchus. Ramban writes that, in his opinion, this mitzvah is the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Malchus. Mitzvah Noch Hashem Elokim. He says, what does that mean? Says it later on. Mitzvah also say, hey. He says, what is Kabbalah Somalchush? Ramban says it also. Chidush, but it's God who created the world. And then he runs the world. He says, "Hatov yein I b'zayin yim kulo shenimna anokhi Hashem lokech a mitzvah." It is a mitzvah, but what is the mitzvah? Kabbalah somalchus shamayim. He says, well, "We have to mekabel that He created the world. He willfully, intelligently runs the world." And you saw in Yamsuf those lessons, you have to accept the consequences of those lessons. Those lessons are that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not bound by any law of nature at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will is independent of nature and above nature. Esa Markos have three steps. Yitzach Hadash Bachav, and not just a convenient way of remembering the Esa Markos. The three fundamentally different lessons. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro. And he comes to Paro in the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Paro answers, "Lo yadati Hashem, v'gam Yisrael. I don't know Yudke Vovke, and I don't know the concept of Yisrael." Then Moshe Rabbeinu comes to him in the name of Elokei Vayivri. That is the response to him. So Chazal tells the story. Paro had a book of all the officially approved Avodah Zaras. Goes through the book. Yudke Vovke doesn't. The ancient world was very much like the contemporary world. Contemporary world is, they didn't believe in absolutes. They're the God of the Egyptians, God of the Babylonians, the God of the Canaan, the God of the sun, the moon, all sorts of gods. And each nation has its God. So the God of the Egyptians, the God of the Ephraim. What is Israel represents, not just a group of people. Israel represents our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is a Yud Kei Vav Kei, one God who created and runs this world. So the first Makos begins, Vidatem Ki Ani Hashem. The Egyptians worshiped the Nile as the source of life. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He turned the Nile into a source of death. And then the Chatunim, who was a professional Kohani Avodah Zarah of the Nile, said, you can turn the Nile to source that we can do it too, no big deal. Zahra Mar, the whole thing is one joke. Sometimes people can get so into their internal logic of their Avodah Zarah, they don't step back and realize, okay, so if we worship the Nile as a source of life, and we ourselves can turn it into a source of death, so what do we worship? It's just empty. Nothing there. Sure, that's how you are dissatisfied. Not only is it dying in there, what comes out of the Nile will be a total destruction, destroy the country. Yidatem ki ani Hashem. Yes, in the first 3 months. But Moshe Rabbeinu hasn't shown that there is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anything more than just a blind force of nature that he can manipulate. The next 3 makos, Arov, Devesh, Shrin, Arov, means all these wild animals running all over the place. But you'll see that all these things stop really by the clear distinctions between Jews and non-Jews. Be careful, it's not just a blind force of nature that we're trying to manipulate. It's an intelligent force. The last 3 came commodal for us. It's beyond any other force of nature that exists. There are no laws. Beyond any law of nature. Abolo Samaz Shemayim begins with Yitzhias Mitzrayim. Michamocho, but what it was in Malchuso, Verotzon, Kiblu Aleh. Moshe Yisrael, Chonu Shira, Simcha Rab, Omuchu. What does Michamocho, Ve'edim Hashem mean? There's no one like you in all the powers of the world. Michamocho Neda Bakodesh. Bakodesh means you are beyond this world, independent of this world. You're not in this world like all of the other Avodah Zarahs. There is no power like you because you are beyond this world in control of it. Notice he knows Sosefer. It's wondrous what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do. Aisa Shesalalti, I played around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world is, what do we say? On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's like putting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays with it. He arranges it. He set up a world with laws of nature. That itself, Chok Nosan, he created the laws of nature. He is not subject to the laws of nature. He's beyond. It's the first part. And the Rambam adds, Umotsu, the very fact this world exists, he brought it into existence, Geshmeyayin, he keeps it. He is continually keeping the world in existence. But how can we keep the world in existence? The world couldn't exist. There's no reality except that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to. That recognition that HaKadosh Baruch created the world is everything is a result of him. He runs it hands-on in a complete hands-on way. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was out to teach them with Yes and Makos with Priyas Yamsuf. What happened? Malchus of Arotzam, Anoch Hashem of Arotzam, Tzich Meretz Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, Priyas, the first thing they did when they took and shechted the Korban Pesach, they shechted the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim. And these Bachas Tovas Mitzrayim, they were slaves. They took the Avodah Zorah of their masters. They shechted it, and they took the blood and they put it on the doorpost for everyone to see. We are hereby rejecting that which you hold is what's running the world. Without any fear. And then, step number one. Step number two, a week later, when I heard that they had a Gilui Shrina, Zekeli, they saw with absolute clarity how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, two things they saw. They saw the whole story of Priyas Yamsuf, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu absolutely controlling the world, making it, doing it with it what he wants. It's number one. Something else that happened to Priyas Yamsuf. That was they saw the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki vadovar shezodovar. They saw that the world isn't run just hefker. It's a din v'cheshben. It's chava unish. They saw what happened to each individual Egyptian who were persecuted. The mouth of Shemayim is two things. Recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. And recognizing something else. That he's beyond this world. He created this world. And that the way he runs this world is in response to Schar Ba'onish, Mitzvahs, and others. We accept his Malchus, we accept his Gzeiros. That's very interesting. Kriya Shema is two things. Kabbalah is a Malchus Shemayim, and Kabbalah is a Mitzvahs. The first parasha of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah is a Malchus Shemayim. The second part of Kriya Shema is V'hoyim Shema Tishma Mitzvah. Keep mitzvah. But we stop and look at what is included in the first part of Kriya Shema. Is it all Kabbalah Shema for Shema? There are other things there. So, you could say, well, we begin Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Maybe that's the whole thing. So the Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Kriya Shema, Aleph 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 Beis, Aleph Beis, says, what is Kriya Shema? What is Kabbalah Shema for Shema? Yachdus Hashem. Ahavosa. Talmudo. Rambam identifies three things. The first pasuk, Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We understand what that means. Ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Talmud Torah. And what is the Ikar HaGadol in Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim that everything depends on? The most important part of Kabbalah. תלמוד אור. ושינת לבדך, ועוד הדבור מועד השם, לא מצבך היום, הלו בבך. שינת לבדך, ודיברת בו, ומשיך לך בבית סתם, ואת חובתך משוף מופנת. And then, שעת לבו זו ידך, ועוד הדבור מועד השם, לא מצבך היום, הלו בבית סתם. The Gemara in Baba Kama is also false. What does Malchus Shemayim have to do with the Mitzvah Talmud Torah? What is it? The answer is, let's just begin at the beginning. Well, Malchus Shemayim begins with a recognition and an acceptance. The Rambam and the Rambam both said. Because we're all running this world. And the Rambam adds Achdus. Achdus means there is no other force in this world besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Od Milvado. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create worlds. And forget about him, go to sleep, believe it, to run as an automatic machine. He is hands-on running everything that happens. And he runs according to certain regular rules. If there were no regular rules, we couldn't function in this world. If sometimes I let something go, it fell down. Sometimes it fell up. Sometimes went to left. Sometimes went to right. We couldn't function. The reason we can function in this world is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world according to regular rules. Shem b'choch b'yosad aretz. It's b'choch. B'choch mahi. Tremendous choch in understanding how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. But there's only one force in this world. Achdus is not there's only one God. What does that mean? It means there is no other force in this world besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu running this world. If there's the sun, there's the moon, the winds, the rain, it's all tools in the hands of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Achdus. There's no, well, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created and it runs by itself. No, no, no. Then there are other forces in this world independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. And that is one of the reasons there's such a difference between a certain scientific mentality and the Torah. It's a famous letter a little girl wrote to Albert Einstein, the scientist in prayer. And he tried to explain to her, no, it doesn't make any sense for scientists to pray, because after all, everything runs according to laws, and everything is predetermined according to those laws. And since everything runs according to laws, nothing can interfere with those laws. So what's the purpose of prayer? The answer is no. Those laws are the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will manipulate those laws or violate those laws. The idea of tefillah means that's wrong with your running. At the very end of Kriyas Yamsuf, we say, Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha. You're the one who gives every refuge. That understanding, first, after Sotomayor Baruch Hu, means a number of things. But first and foremost, in your Bhavata, there's nothing besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one thing of Achdus. Warren Brachus says Achdus means something else also. Achdus means he's unique, beyond this world, totally different from this world. He's Nehador Bar Kodesh. Kodesh means separate, beyond. Now, the next part of Kabbalah is Malchus Shemayim. Is Ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very, very subtle idea. I'm going to begin talking about it. What does it mean? Let's say someone says, I love chocolate. Okay. What does it mean you love chocolate? No, you eat chocolate. You enjoy eating chocolate. So you should love yourself, and part of loving yourself is you want to enjoy yourself, and part of enjoying yourself is eating chocolate. Okay. So obviously, when we say, "Ah, this is Kadosh Baruch," we don't mean it the same way someone would say, "I love chocolate," or "I love this," whatever. It has to mean something totally different. Abbas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rambam writes, begins with recognition that whatever the source of all value in this world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some people love money. Not a lot of people love money. It's a standard thing in this world. What does that mean? They see intrinsic value in money. Money is not a means, it's an end in itself. And that's the difference between people who love money and people who love chocolate. People who love chocolate just want to eat and enjoy it. People who love money value money, intrinsic value in money. Other people love other things. They think there's intrinsic value in both things. Every person, when he stops and thinks of it, he has to understand clearly what is it that essentially gives value to his life, gives value to anything. Abbas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who lets Hashem to write it out, we'll discuss it at great length. Abbas HaKadosh Baruch Hu means one sees that what gives value to anything in this world is its connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the most valuable thing, and anything else is value is measured in terms of that. B'chol levavacha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol mo'odecha. B'chol nafshecha, afilu notel as nafshecha. That means, if I have to make a choice between my life and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you have to choose? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because what gives value to my life? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The most value of my life is whatever connection can have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks me to give up my life, I'm going to absorb the rise which was gone. That's the greatest value I can have. But if I say my life is more valuable than I go to work, I'm not going to give up my life at Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm saying, no, there's something else in this world that's more valuable to me than my connection with Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's more valuable to you, money or Kadosh Baruch Hu? You have to give up your money for Kadosh Baruch Hu. That means the standard of values to people. Some people, their lives are the most valuable thing. Some people, their money is the most valuable thing. A lot of people have it. What is the central value in their life? Abbas HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you realize first that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world, created, and everything depends on it. And then you realize that since nothing is independent, the only possible source of value in this world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our connection with Him. Yes, Hashem, we have tomorrow.